Unit 5 is changing its policy on who is eligible to opt out of final exams at the end of the semester. WGLT's Mary Cullen speaks with the school district's Director for Secondary Education, Dan Lamboli, about how fewer tests could actually mean better learning.
The current final exam policy at both of our high schools allows students with an A or B grade average on the last day of the semester to be exempt from the exam, provided that they are absent from class no more than six periods during the semester. What we're proposing to start in the spring 2020 is any junior or senior with an A average in a class on the last day of the semester would be exempt from the final assessment. So we are we're taking away the requirement of attendance as we see that's more of a behavior, not really, that doesn't really tell us about a student's learning necessarily. So we want to take that away and really just focus on the learning, the achievement. I would say that if a student has some attendance issues, well, that will be reflected in their achievement. So again, if we just focus on the achievement part, we believe that we'll capture this and we'll really get a sense of who the students are that are ready, have exhibited mastery in certain standards or required standards versus those who have not.
Unit 5 School Board unanimously approved this change, so it'll be taking effect in spring of 2020. Before the board voted, there was some concern about what the A students, so students who are receiving a letter A grade, would be doing in the last few weeks leading up to finals if they don't have to take that final. Can you talk about how you're going to work through that process and, what those students might be doing?
In our memo, we threw out an example that I don't know if that'll really be the case for most teachers. And in the memo, we mentioned that a teacher might administer their final exam 2 weeks out so as to really capture those students that still are having some issues with certain standards, and those would be the students who maybe come back during the final. And really, that's an example, could happen, but I think maybe what might would happen more so is that teachers may not even be, as an example, they might even administer a traditional final exam, but rather they're going through their course of study, their semester course of study through the units that they have. And by the time that the semester rolls around, they're going to have a good sense of who the students are who have really shown, yep, that I can do this, I can explain this, or I can do this, and versus those students that still might have some issues with some of those skills or that knowledge that are in the standard. So I think even an exam aside, I see up till almost that last opportunity for final exam, teachers are examining who is good, who really needs some time in during that final exam period. So I think that might happen more. So I see it more of teachers taking that full opportunity of time that they have to really decide who are the students that are really proficient, have mastered, versus who haven't, not necessarily waiting 2 weeks out to try to make that early decision.
So if you take away a final exam, how do teachers determine retention for students, and how do you measure growth?
One of the interesting things I think of a final exam is that, again, the students take a final exam, and they either leave for the winter break or they leave for summer. And there's really no opportunity for the teacher to provide feedback about how they did or what they didn't do right, or maybe they made a mistake here or there. So so the growth really is happening throughout the units of study in that semester. Are we seeing with certain standards from point A to point B, the student is growing or not? We're seeing that growth throughout the semester. And we're making a decision, by the time the semester is about ready to end, have they made a sufficient amount of growth to really say, yeah, they've mastered things? We're not going to wait till the final exam to make that decision about have they really grown or not. Now, again, a teacher still could, if they really, still want to truly try to get a sense of do they have Have they mastered things for certain? They could still administer an exam. But what we're asking is, consider a time, and it could be 2 weeks or it could be less, where that student takes the exam, and you're going to give them that opportunity to say or to show you that they can still master something, because on the exam they might have made a mistake or they forgot something. The key, I think, is we don't want the learning to end with just a final exam and then there's nothing after that. We want a summative final exam, if they're going to give one, give that student the opportunity to really have the feedback about what they did wrong or maybe missed. And we see that potentially happening during that final exam time.
WGLT's Mary Cullen speaking with Unit 5 Director of Secondary Education, Dan Lamboli.